Well, I'm just in Hackney Downs on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, and the sun's kind of gone behind the clouds a little bit. I've got Poppy with me. She's on a long lead, but I've not let her off the lead because there's too many people kind of looking chilled and having picnics, and I know that she'd have other plans for them. So yeah, she's just got her harness on, which is stopping her pulling really nicely, and she's I've just got the lead attached to the back of her, which is a really good way of taking your dog for a walk without, you know, giving them any grief, because it doesn't pull their necks, it just stops them running away. Yeah, people are playing frisbee. There's about six people or six groups sitting around having picnics. There's a triangle of blokes in their late 20s playing frisbee. A group of six lads, a lot younger, playing football. There's dogs all over the place with their owners looking on attentively. And it's a great place, Hackney Downs. It's, you know, basketball courts, people are playing on them. There's the swings and roundabouts, they're being used. There's a group over in the far corner, a large group, I don't know what they're doing, but they look some sort of sporting group. And there's people jogging, but there's not an abundance of people on the grass. Unlike every single other park in London that I've ever lived near or has ever been in such an urban cluster. And that's what marks out Hackney Downs for me. It feels like an escape. It doesn't feel like a bit of grass in the countryside. Poppy's found a French stick, so let's walk the other way. Yeah, it feels like... well, it's gained real significance for me since I got Poppy, since I started audio booing. I've done a lot of audio boos from here. I think it's because my mind clears and I feel able to express myself and think, and it's just, I don't know, the air smells different. The air smells of freshly cut grass. Yeah, it's an unsung hero of London. It's perfectly nice park, but it's a very functional park. It's used very much by people in the sense that they play sports here, go for a walk with their dog here, and occasionally, oh hello Poppy, there's someone to play with. Poppy's found a friend. So it's, you know, it's great. Yeah, so generally, you know, that's the way Hackney Downs is. It's a really kind of special place that's underused and therefore perfect if you want to get away from people for a little bit, or just get some fresh air, or just generally get some exercise. And that's where I am. I feel like I'm repeating myself now. I don't mean to wax lyrical about Hackney Downs forever. We're doing a complete circle, which is a pretty long walk. It's about, it's at least a mile to go around the outside. And it's a good distance for Poppy, really. If I'm not going to let her off the lead, then I think usually I walk her about another mile and a half, which takes about half an hour, depending on how quick we go. And meets with the vet's approval, basically, because the vet says 5 minutes for every month of life, and she's only 6 months old. So what we do is, the day between these walks, we definitely take her off the lead and she gets a good hour, and that just kind of maybe against the vet's instructions, but Poppy's got her own ideas about how much exercise she needs, and she loves to run. So yeah, she loves to go and find things that people have decided they're not going to eat as well. But yeah, I'll go and upload this. Just walking into the main bit of the park now, and yeah, nothing else to say apart from life's good. Really been enjoying my APC40 interface, playing about with that. I've upgraded my live to the full version, which was a bit naughty, but on the other hand, makes it a proper tool. And so I'm just completely using Live now. I'm not using Logic at all. And I love it. There's balls and everything around here, I tell you. But we took Poppy. She's stalking a scooter. She thinks it's a bird.